Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern and I help female entrepreneurs to start and scale the online marketing for their business so that they can live a life of time and freedom with confidence. Today's episode is entitled The Lazy Man's Guide to Must-Have WordPress Plugins for Bloggers. I know you're probably wondering, why do I call it the Lazy Man's Guide as opposed to the Lazy Woman's Guide? Well, it's shorter. That's the only reason. I'm not discriminating against male or female, but yeah, the Lazy Person's Guide to Must-Have WordPress Plugins for Bloggers. All right, are you ready? Let's get into it. Very few people know the list of must-have WordPress plugins because, well, no two WordPress blogs are created equal. It really depends on the objective of the website owner at the end of the day. You may argue that there should be at least 5 to 6 WordPress plugins that every person on the WordPress.org platform needs. Yes, I'm stressing WordPress.org because this is really focused on the WordPress.org and not the WordPress.com platform. In many cases, the answer to the question as to whether or not we should need 5 or 6 WordPress plugins, the answer to that question is yes. So until something terrible happens, like, for example, your blog gets hacked or images become corrupted, there could be a handful of needed plugins. Many bloggers continue to struggle with many challenges when it comes to creating their website on WordPress. The truth is to take a layered approach when it comes to building your site. Build the basic functionality and security measures into your blog and everything else should be fine. So in this particular episode, you learn what those basic plugins are and why you need them, as well as another 5 to 6 plugins that add what I would like to say a cherry on the top. Okay, so if you're new to the whole WordPress game, you're probably wondering, what on earth is a WordPress plugin? Well, let's spend some time looking at what a WordPress plugin is and why you will need to add them in the first place. So the best way to describe a WordPress plugin in layman terms is for you to see it as an add-on feature, like a piece of coded package, and it gives you formatting or functionality for your website. Now, there are a lot of things that come as standard when you install your WordPress site. For example, the block or Gutenberg formatting is there as standard. These WordPress add-ons help you save time. In many cases, they also give you the ability to improve the reader experience. A great example of this is the plugin that allows you to place a table of contents on each blog post, especially for blog posts that are much longer, like say between 4,000 and 10,000 words long. So as you can imagine, each plugin comes with advantages as well as disadvantages. It is generally accepted that a website with a maximum of 8 plugins runs more efficiently compared to one that has 30 plugins. Now you're probably wondering, should you stick with 8? Or maybe you should go somewhere in between? Well, the experts advise you you shouldn't have more than 8. But in my personal experience, 8 isn't enough. Well, let me rephrase that. The experts advise that you should have 8 free plugins, as in the non-premium plugins. As for the premium ones, you can have more than 8, or you can have those additional ones on top of the free 8 that comes as standard. I would leave that decision up to you because I don't want to sort of force anyone to stick to have a website or a blog that isn't functioning the way they want it to function. Right, now that I've left that there, let's move on. So you're probably wondering, well, how to install a WordPress plugin? Well, if you've never had the opportunity to go through that life-changing, exhilarating experience of installing a plugin before, the process is pretty straightforward to get done. Simply head over to plugins on the left sidebar and click on that link. And then you'll see the add new button in the top left corner. You just click on that button And then you're presented normally two options. And these options are to search the standard plugins directory. Now there are over 54,000 plugins in the plugins directory. Or you can upload a new one. Normally the premium ones is the ones that you wouldn't find in the directory. So the 54,000 plugins in the directory are free ones. So you just search and find whichever ones you want. Or you can upload a new one that you might have saved onto your hard drive. So when you buy a premium plugin, normally they ask you to download it to your hard drive and then you upload that. It's that way. Anyway, I have screenshots throughout the show notes. You need to head on over to successunscrambled.com/must-have-WordPress-plugins. And that's must-have-WordPress-plugins. All right. So when uploading from your hard drive, navigate to the folder where the plugin is stored, select it, and click Upload. After the upload process is complete, then click the Activate button. If you're choosing it from the WordPress directory of the plugins, simply click Install and then click Activate after the plugin has been installed. Sometimes you run into errors and there's so many different variations that I didn't include it in this particular podcast because this is not a troubleshooting podcast. This is just to sort of help you go through those must-have plugins. So you may need to contact your website host if you run into any sort of difficulties. One thing you need to ensure is that the plugin is compatible with your version of WordPress, and also take a look at the total number of active installations plus the review rating, and it gives you a good idea as to the current success and people who are already using that particular plugin. So say for example, you go in and you see a plugin and you think this is really cool, you want to add it as a new one to say your basic 8 or whatever that is, and you would notice that installations, like active installations, is like say less than 500 and yeah, no reviews, and it's the last time it was updated was 8 months ago. You might want to consider not installing that one, because you don't want your site to be buggy or people to be able to hack into it. So when a WordPress plugin isn't up to date, it doesn't have the security features, therefore it makes it much easier for people to hack into your site. So stay away from those ones as much as you possibly can. So depending on the plugin that you are installing, you may also need to configure the plugin settings to suit your specific needs. An example of that would be your Google Analytics plugins. So because each of us have our own different Google Analytics ID or code, or UID as they like to call it, you would need to configure that and put that UID in the correct place after you click on configure for the particular plugin. Another example of that would be your Yoast SEO plugin, and I have a tutorial linked in the show notes to show you how to go ahead and install that. All right, so up next we've got the essential plugins for business, and these are the five basic foundational ones. So there are at least five plugins that you can be considered essential for any business or business owner or blogger. You'll notice that these plugins are classified as essential because they offer basic safety, security, and reporting functionality. So you need to have these five, no matter what kind of website you're building, etc., unless and these are the five general categories. So the five general categories are backup, so I need to back up your website, security, to prevent people from sort of hacking into your site, website content delivery speed, we'll explain that a little bit later, reporting, and trust. Okay, so I'll go into that in a little bit more detail now. So the backup plugin. If you've ever written a 10,000 word article and you forgot to keep a backup of it or click the save button somewhere, then you'll understand the importance of having to back up your website. The WordPress backup plugin that I recommend that is free to use is called Updraft Plus, and that's UPDRAFT Plus. It offers a set it and forget it functionality where it does a weekly backup for you on autopilot. And you can do this daily if you want, you can do it hourly, etc. There's a paid and a free version, but the free version is fine unless you want something very, very specific. So in terms of WordPress security, earlier in this particular episode, I mentioned the possibility of getting your site hacked, which unfortunately is a reality for many people. Yes, there are many people who have a lot of spare time on their hands, and they're constantly trying to log in to other people's website just for fun, just to see if they can do it. And if they succeed, they can delete all of your content and even lock you out of your website. The WordPress security plugin that I have used for the last many years is a plugin called WordFence Security, and that's WordFence Security. It gives you the ability to customize the settings to suit your specific needs. And you can also use a free version to monitor your site 24/7. Like, one feature I like about the WordPress Security plugin is the ability to limit logins. When somebody tries to log into your site who has no business logging in, you can have it notify you straight away if someone is logging in. But if you don't want that as well, you can also just limit the login. So when they get the username and password wrong, or you can lock them out for a whole week. I know you're probably thinking that's scary, but what if you lock yourself out? Well, there are ways to get around that. If you talk to your WordPress host, they'll show you how to get over that problem. Or you can put it as twice. If they attempt twice and they get it wrong twice. Or another feature I like about them is if it is the person is logging in using a username that is not found anywhere on your system, that's a good way to know if the person is not legit. So you can, anybody who logs in with an incorrect username, you can lock them out for a week or a month or 6 months or whatever it is. Teach them a little lesson, or forever if you want. It really is up to yourself. All right, so next up we've got the WordPress cache plugin. It's one of the best ways to get your site to deliver your content as fast as possible to your readers is by using a caching, something called a caching, that's C-A-C-H-I-N-G, plugin or cache, C-A-C-H-E. It essentially stores a temporary fast copy of your most requested pages on the server so that when someone visits your site, they get quick access to your page or to the page that they requested. The WordPress cache plugin that I recommend is W3 Total Cache. It is free, reliable, and easy to use. There are also a lot of other options available. You probably know after probably a year or so of experience using WordPress that some of the plugins clash with your WordPress theme or with other plugins or, you know, stuff like that. W3 Total Cache is one of them that doesn't do it as much. But for the next level up from that, there are, you know, other paid plugins that you can use. If you just pay one annual fee or forever and get those kind of plugins. But try that one first and see how you get on. So website analytics reporting is next. The industry standard when it comes to website analytics reporting is Google Analytics. You will need this because it shows you how many readers are coming to your site every day, which is cool. It also shows you which countries they're coming from, as well as which pages are the most popular ones on your website. And there are several Google Analytics plugins, tons of them available in the WordPress plugin directory. But the plugin that I recommend is called GA Google Analytics. And the reason why I recommend it is because it's one of the fastest available and it doesn't slow down your website. So there are many others out there, but they tend to slow down your website and you don't want that. So trust is next on the list. Your readers and Google need to trust you as someone who cares about their needs and will not scam them out of their money. And in February 2018, Google activated a functionality in its Chrome browser that marked websites as secure or not secure. If your website is not secure, then readers will not trust you as much as one that is secure. A campaign was launched by a company called Let's Encrypt, and they offer free SSL certificates. And that's probably something that will be there for a short, well, little while anyway. And many web hosting companies have facilitated that, you know, the Let's Encrypt SSL certificate within their service. Everyone in WordPress needs to use a plugin to activate the SSL certificates on your website. So all of the WordPress hosting companies give you the cert for free, SSL cert for free. You still need to activate it on your website. And the plugin that I use to help you do that is called Really Simple SSL. And it helps you to get it done really quickly and efficiently. And it does most lockdowns. You might get a few errors in terms of images, but mainly it does the whole shebang for you. Okay, so that's the top five sort of foundational plugins to give you the safety in terms of preventing you from people trying to log into your website, or maybe call that security, as well as the trust factor that you need to show Google that you are a legit website. So I have five other what I would call essential plugins or must-have plugins. After you have those sort of foundational plugins installed and activated, it's time to look at five other must-have WordPress plugins that bring you results and peace of mind. Of course, you'll need to create, obviously, the five essential pages that every website needs, which are your homepage, your About Us page, your Contact Us page, privacy policy and terms and conditions. I know I'm doing it in fives at the moment, but anyway, before writing your very first article or blog post, or before clicking publish, it is a good idea to consider five more additional features. First is social sharing, blocking spam comments, image optimization, landing page builder, and content optimization for SEO. So far we haven't optimized your content for SEO just yet, but we've just done a few basic safety and security features. So in terms of a social sharing, one of the best ways to get more readers to your website is to encourage your current readers to share your content on the different social media platforms. This is called word of mouth marketing at its basic level, and is considered one of the most powerful form of marketing in the industry. A great free plugin to allow you to get this done is called Shareaholic. Other plugins that I have used in the past include Social Warfare and Social Pug. Okay, so blocking spam comments. How on earth are you going to do that? Well, you may notice that when you install a WordPress site, it came a standard with a plugin called Akismet. That's A-K-I-S-M-E-T, which can be used to block spam comments. And if you're wondering why on earth I'm advising you to use something different, it's because Akismet is notorious for slowing down your website. There are many other plug options available that you can use that are quicker. The one that I recommend is called Anti-Spam by CleanTalk. Unfortunately, they only have the version that they offer that is good is a paid version, but it's only $8 a year, which is nothing. And it has the beauty of using the anti-spam plugin is it has built up a database of all of those spammers, so to speak, who would go on spam websites with all sorts of horrible comments that has nothing to do with your website, unrelated content whatsoever, as well as their email addresses. So whenever they comment, even though your comment section is wide open for anyone to comment and you don't put it in moderation, when they comment, it just doesn't show up and it goes into what we call a spam filter. And you can go into that spam filter and then check to make sure that you don't have any legitimate comments that got caught in the spam filter. Image optimization is one of the things you need to consider, because other items that can slow down your website include rich media like images and video. Of course, these are essential content items to improve the user experience. So before uploading any image to your website, consider optimizing it off-site by using an application called Kraken Image Optimization. Kraken Image Optimizer. And that's K-A-R-K-R-A-K-E-N, Kraken. And the only drawback is that there is a size limit of 1 meg for image files that need to be compressed. And you're probably wondering, what if you've got an image that's bigger than 1 meg? Well, after compressing your images, or if it is you can't use Kraken, and there is a second image optimizer that you can use on your WordPress blog itself. It's an actual plugin, and it's called ShortPixel. It is a WordPress plugin that helps you by compressing every image size that will be needed by users based on their device. So a lot of people don't realize this, but every time you upload an image to WordPress, it uploads several copies of that image in different formats, especially for because you're using a responsive theme. So you might actually end up with, say, I don't know, between 8 and 16 different sizes, like one for thumbnail, one for mobile, one for desktop, one for tablet, all different sizes you can think of, one for, you know, landscape view, one for portrait view. They've got all of these different sizes ready. So when someone visits your blog or your website, it detects the size of their device and automatically it actually then feeds the page with the correct image size for that device, which is cool. The only problem is because every one image is actually equal to 8 images, it means that your website gets very heavy over time. Like over a year, you'll find yourself getting running into problems where images actually get corrupt, which is not uncommon. That's why it's important to use the best possible plugins you possibly can throughout your blogging journey. So the landing page builder is next, and at some point you will come to realize that you need a separate page to display your offers. These pages are called landing pages. They are great for getting your message across to potential buyers, and they even help with converting readers to buyers. The plugin that I recommend for building landing pages is called Elementor. It comes with a free and a paid version, which is great news. And just in case you need to access the show notes for this particular podcast, head on over to successunscrambled.com/must-have-wordpress-plugins. That sounds like a bit of a tongue twister. That's must-have-wordpress-plugins. Right, and then Elementor, the free version, it allows you to build landing pages. And they've got a number of them available for free. But if you want to take things to the next level, you can then obviously access the paid version. So, next up, we've got the Search Engine Optimization plugin. It's what I would consider the last must-have WordPress plugin on the list, one that helps you to get your content to get it optimized, which is helpful, obviously, for search engine optimization or SEO. If you want to get readers to your blog or website on autopilot, then SEO or search engine optimization is crucial for that success. Over the last 10 years or so, I have used a number of WordPress SEO plugins. However, the one I recommend to you is called Yoast SEO plugin. It not only makes Google love your posts, but it also helps you to tweak your posts for readability, which is great. If you want an in-depth and detailed Yoast SEO tutorial, then head over to the show notes and there's a link there that actually gives you a full in-depth tutorial on how to use that plugin and what you can expect in terms of the results. Okay, so this particular episode is not going to be complete unless I add some additional nice-to-have cherry-on-the-top plugins. So there are a number of plugins that are essential, that are not essential, should I say, but they are nice to have. They have, especially if it is you want to monetize your blog, which is not necessarily the case for everyone, but if you want to sort of make money from your blog, especially if you decided that you wanted to start a blog to generate an income to replace your full-time income, depending on your choice of monetization, you will soon realize that you need more plugins or tools to help you accomplish that goal. So two key plugins that would be important. One of them is the Cloak Your Affiliate Links, not the Amazon affiliate links, not just your regular links. And the other is to help you to insert codes for AdSense or any chosen ad network. The plugin that I recommend to cloak your affiliate links is called Pretty Links, while the one to help you insert codes is called Ad Inserter. Okay, so those are the two additional sort of nice to have ones. And these guys, this is just, you know, so far that's just like 12 plugins. And you are going to probably start panicking because you might actually realize you need 20 plugins. And that's okay. Just try to get a good balance between paid and free plugins. So that it wouldn't slow down your website. Just keep checking to make sure your website doesn't, you know, slow down ridiculously, because you can get your site penalized then if it's too slow. So as you can see, there are out of the 54,000 free WordPress plugins available, the official WordPress sort of plugins directory, only a handful are considered must-have WordPress plugins in terms of really foundational. The good news is that as a blogger or small business owner, you don't need to install hundreds of plugins to get WordPress to work for you. It does not mean that you will only install a handful of plugins either, but you need to be aware that plugins can slow down your website. Consider that having a WordPress site is the same as you would look at a Lego project. Yes, I said Lego, a Lego project with children. If you want a castle, a bridge, a moat, even a glass window in your Lego building, it is very possible to achieve it with the right pieces in place. So, over to you. What are your top 5 must-have WordPress plugins that you cannot definitely live without? Remember to subscribe to Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear about what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this particular podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. Have you thought of creating a business plan for your blog? If you need one in a hurry, then check out this blog business plan that I've left a link in the show notes. Are you in need of a plan to launch your blog with very few errors? Then this blog launch plan will help you with a great checklist. Again, that link is in the show notes. And if you're just at the start of your blogging journey, where you're wondering how to start a blog, then head over to a resource that I've left the link again in the show notes. If you're a startup or small business or in need of a virtual assistant to complete tasks, if you are looking for social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, or Pinterest account management, then take a look at the packages I have available. Again, I've left a link in the show notes. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.